So now, presently, what's being talked about is leaving the district court nomination process alone as it is, with the lawyer participation in the nomination committee being left alone. But then when it comes to the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court, what they're going to do is the governor is going to be picking four lawyers and four non-lawyers. And then in leadership, in the House and Senate, the Speaker is going to pick a lawyer and a non-lawyer. The House Minority Leader is going to pick a lawyer and a non-lawyer. And on the Senate side, same thing. The Senate Majority Leader will pick a lawyer and a non-lawyer, and the Senate Minority Leader will as well, so that the minority party will have a voice in the process. And then it brings more of the realities of political balance to the nomination process.